Ladies and gents, welcome to the newest episode of Absolute Truth. Absolutely. That's right. That's what we dedicate ourselves to doing in this program. We give you the absolute truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, and God will help us to do that. And we thank you for downloading these podcasts. I just implore one thing of all of our listeners, and it is this: share these podcasts with your friends, family members, co-workers, co-students, teachers, everyone that you can. Forward it to them. This is free. We are giving by grace what we have received by grace. And this is a great evangelistic tool. This is a great tool for you to use to minister to other people. We're talking biblical issues here, things that will make us free, just like Jesus says. If you know the truth, if you know the truth, if you know Jesus and listen to his words and adopt them, you will be set free. And that is the intention behind these podcasts. We just deal with relevant subjects that will allow us to live more in a more godly manner. So please share these with your friends and family members, and thank you for downloading these programs. You can find them via our website, lwim.org, and also you can subscribe to our email updates so that you can be among the first to get the news when the podcast episodes, the latest, shiniest podcast episodes, are released. So you can do that by visiting our website, lwim.org. Now, this week I wrote an article for my blog, Uncompromised Truth, called The Stars Do Fall. You continually hear the word stars or celebrities or elites being thrown around today. And these are individuals that obviously are recognized by, I would say, a good chunk, a good portion of society, and most people know what these people participate in, what their occupation is. And most of society, you know, I use that hesitantly, but I would dare say most of society is ready to heap praise to these people, to worship at these people's feet, simply because they're famous. That goes to show you that our society, our culture, glorifies and worships fame. And they do this, is made evident by the fact that they are ready to worship at the feet of those who are famous for doing nothing. Yes, that's right, for doing nothing. For shooting a basketball into a hoop, for throwing a football, for playing professional baseball, for acting in a film, for acting in a made-for-TV primetime drama, for singing a song but yet being auto-tuned in the studio and lip-syncing while on stage. And in reality, it's more of a dance show than it is a concert where the music is what is featured. It's all around us, ladies and gentlemen. This degradation, this, dare I say, yeah, I do dare say it, but you'll see it, this type of quality that we find in all of our generation, all of the products that our generation puts forth, it's debased. Why do I bring this up? Well, last week, I had the opportunity to go out with my wife and a good friend. And we went to a local coffee shop. It was a bit cold, and I wanted to bring up my body temperature. And as we're sitting in this, or rather ordering, I see that there's this huge individual towering figure behind me. Of course, I didn't want to be imprudent about it, and I wasn't going to look up at the person, because then, you know, that individual might get ideas that, why are you looking at me? And, you know, that's just, it's imprudent. So I checked what's going on out of the corner of my eye, but I said, let me do what I'm about to do discreetly. And I go to the condiment counter once I received my drink, and I slowly look up, and lo and behold, it's Alonzo Mourning. Now, those of you that are sports fans will understand and know that Alonzo Mourning used to play center for the Miami Heat for a few years, and has also been in the news because he had a bout with kidney issues, and he had to have a kidney replaced so that he could live on. And a very nice story and whatnot. And when I recognized Alonzo, it was a pretty cool experience. You know, you get to see an individual that you've seen on TV, you know, many years ago when he played in the NBA and all of those famous matchups against the Michael Jordan Chicago Bulls and all that stuff. And you see that stuff on TV and you see him in person. I guess it's a decent experience. Now, why am I reacting differently than other sports fans? Because other sports fans would have just melted to the floor, especially if people were Heat fans back in the day. Well, because he's just a man. That's all he is. That's the problem with our society. They see these individuals as larger than life, as gods almost. And these people are just people. All they are is they're known by many others, and they make more money doing it. And some people say, well, that's it, Gio. You got to make more money. Guess what? A lot of these people, a la Tiger Woods, make all the money in the world, and yet they're miserable individuals. Just because you have money doesn't mean that you're the happiest. You're going to be the happiest person in the world, no matter what the world tells you. That's just the most erroneous outlook I have ever heard of. Even more so, the Bible goes on to tell you that for the love of money is the root of all evil. Paul tells you this. He delineates this in the Bible. So I'm seeing this, but what impacted me was not that Zoe was there. What impacted me was that there was no celebrity status for this man. Well, Gio, you're contradicting yourself. Wait a minute. There was no celebrity status. See, people weren't posing, or Zoe wasn't posing with individuals to allow the photo op. He wasn't signing autographs. People weren't stopping to shake his hand, or they said hello. I mean, with that mass heap of human individuals and human traffic out there, you would think that at least one person would recognize Zoe outside of the coffee shop. Nobody. I mean, everybody saw this man, and nobody dared say hello. And I asked myself, man, doesn't this reflect what the Bible says? And what played in my mind was Psalms 103, verses 15 and 16. Now, what does Psalms 103, 15 and 16 says? And I'll paraphrase it for you. That man is like the grass in the field, like a flower. And yeah, it flourishes in the field. But guess what? The wind comes and eventually that flower dies out. And you won't know its place anymore. It's gone. It's the same thing that we see in our society. We see these individuals being raised up, being glorified before the public. They are honored, if you will. They are worshipped. And then when their usefulness has run out, we discard them. We say, enough. Because we need a new model to roll in. And we need a new model to worship. Because that old model, that goes back to what I had spoken about weeks ago about out with the old and with the new. If you haven't listened to that episode, please do so. It's the same mentality. And that's what impacted me the most. And then I began to think, I said, you know, there's two groups here, and this is worth analyzing, examining, because a lot of us, especially within the Christian world, Christendom, if you want to call it that, have this wrong. We have this totally wrong. Because we are also guilty of participating with the secular thought process, which is the following. If I reach fame, if I reach stardom, all of my dreams are going to come through. All of my dreams are going to come true. And I will have adulation. People will recognize me, and then I'll feel fulfilled. And then now this is where you have two groups who depend on each other exclusively. First, you have the elites, those that do achieve it, but they're always depending on those that are readily giving away worship and honor. But guess what? You have to live up to those people's expectations. And it has to be something that must be continual, incessant. Because if not, they'll discard you. And then there's the other side of that coin. Those that didn't ever achieve elite status, didn't ever achieve fame. But these are the very individuals that are ready to heap praise to those in the elite status. Why? Because they try to live vicariously via the elites. Their imaginary doppelgangers, if you will. Because they wish they could have achieved that position, but they never could. And therefore, that's why they cheer for those people. But it's interesting because their existence is as shallow as the elites. Why? They're always depending on the, or rather their emotional state is dependent on the failures and the achievements of their doppelgangers. In other words, the fan from the whatever team is only as happy as long as his team is winning. The moviegoer is only happy so long as his favorite artist, celebrity, whatever the case may be, movie actor or actress is doing good movies. If not, or as long as they're doing movies, period. If not, then you know what? They're done for. We can't use these guys anymore. So both groups depend upon each other exclusively. And this is talking about such a shallow existence, something such an empty existence. Why? Because you're depending on man for your satisfaction. You're depending on man for instant gratification. But the problem with that gratification is that it's few and far in between each time that you're going to receive that. Because again, it's dependent on your performance. And if you don't perform, you're not going to receive that adulation. And on the other side, if you're not an elite, if you're not part of the famous, the rich and the famous, you're only as happy as those that you follow. And you're only as fulfilled, I guess you can say, as much as your favorites are winning, if you will. They are succeeding. So it's a shallow existence because you're just depending on man. And many Christians fall into this trap. Many Christians say things like this before the pulpit. I'm doing this for the Lord. I'm doing this for God. I'm doing this for Jesus. But they know deep inside their hearts that they're doing it because they like the applause. They like it when man recognizes them. And they're not doing this for God. If not, it wouldn't bother them so much that people aren't clapping, that people aren't recognizing, that people aren't saying, good job, or I love this, I love what you do. It wouldn't bother them so much. Why? Because their reward. They would understand that the reward comes from God. So, Gio, what's the escape? I understand that I have this in my life. So what do I do in order to free myself, rid myself from the secular ideology which has entrapped me up until this point? Well, follow Jesus. You see, God's solutions are always very simple. Because that's the way the world operates. That's their modus operandi. That's the way that they operate. They convolute issues when things should be common sense, self-evident, you know, easy to understand. Jesus says, follow me, and I will give you peace. But not like the world gives. No. Not like the world gives, which is temporal. This is eternal peace. Read John 14:27. And then I find that Paul, the Apostle Paul, quoting Erastus, he says in Acts 17:28, in him we live and move and have our being. In him, talking about Jesus, we live, okay, we move, okay, Jesus guides me, and we have our being. He defines me. I don't have to depend on others so that they can give me or tell me how I should be defined. No, the creator of the universe is the one that defines me. The creator of the universe is the one that tells me, this is who you are because this is who I created you to be. See, I don't have to feign being what I am not in order to be accepted. No, I am who I am because God made me that way, and I'm not using this in this pretext like the world says it in order to excuse, to justify sin. Because we all understand that we have to submit ourselves to God's rule, to God's commandments, to what God says in the Bible. This is not that lazy excuse, that sorry excuse that says, God loves me for who I am and I'm just going to keep sinning. No, God demands submission. He is our creator, by the way, and he is our savior. He demands submission. He is our owner. But you see, there's a difference. There's a big difference. God tells you, I give you definition. I'm the one that created you. I know who you are. This is who you are. Instead of going to the world and saying, how do you accept me, world? And then the secular world says, well, you have to fit into this mold. You have to do this. You have to sin this way. You have to do things this way. You have to look at things in this way. And then we'll accept you. Then we'll tolerate you. And that is a negation of who God has made us. And in essence, we're saying to God, we're spitting in his face, saying, God, I don't like the way that you made me. I need to rebrand myself. I need to re-identify. I need a new identity. See, this is the way that the world operates. They don't let you in on these things, but this is the way that they operate, and they don't allow you to think about the consequences, about the thought process, the ideology, which is the driving force behind these points of view, which are totally contrary to what Scripture says, to what God says. So I encourage you, look at Jesus. Follow in his footsteps. Make sure that he is your guide. Make sure that he is the example, that he is your role model. Then you will be unique. Then you will have that peace that is eternal. You won't have to go from moments of human adulation to the next moment of human adulation awaiting for that. And you have those empty periods in between. And you won't have to heap praise and depend. Your emotional state won't have to depend on the successes or the failures of other individuals. That's all the time I have left for this edition of the podcast. And I thank you for listening and I thank you for downloading. Once again, I implore you, share these things with your friends, with your family members, your coworkers, co-students, whatever the case may be. Spread it. Spread the message. If you truly believe that this is important, the gospel, spread it. Let others know about it. LWYM.org is our website. If you are in the vicinity, the Miami area, please visit us every Friday night, 3175 Southwest 25th Street in Miami, Florida. Drop me a line, G-O-J-I-O-J-I-O at LWYM.org. Until the next occasion that we meet, may the Lord shine his face upon you.